is this? It's paging me at 5:46 in the morning. Crack a dawning. Now I'm yawning. Wipe the cold out my eyes.
Here we are on the way to the gym. Boom! Fucking early morning. Everyone says, man, how the fuck you do it in the morning? Yeah, you just got to do it. And it all stemmed from me when I was back in marriage. That was the only time window I had to get any workout in. Just because you have the responsibilities of going to work and handling things at home and being a parent. It's the only window you have for many of us. It's either, you know, I'll never forget this advice I got from Mr. Lee back in the day. He said, you know, man, when it comes to doing things for yourself and getting ahead, you're either going to do it first thing in the morning or late at night. So for me, the only one that worked out, that only option worked in the early in the morning because you're not going to get bothered. No one's looking for you. Everyone's sleeping for the most part. You're not going to be bothered by anything. So, and it took a while, man. I had a person that I play basketball with, Greg. He used to always try to have me come out in the mornings and play. And like, hey, man, oh, man, you gotta get out here and play. You got to get out here and play with us out here. And I'm like, nah, man, it's fucking too early. Fuck out of here. And he was like, no. It takes a while. It takes about 6 months, but then the endorphins kick in and your body adjusts. And sure enough, man, he was fucking right. It took about 6 months. And I'll never forget the first time, man. It's like bright lights, man. It's fucking like stage. Like you walk into that stage. You ever walked on a stage and those lights are so fucking bright? You're like, damn, what the fuck? That's how I felt when I first got into that routine in the morning. So it was just things like that. And lo and behold, 7 years later, here I am, man, celebrating my sobriety from food and addiction. man, I had a food addiction. I know people don't believe that, but when I started Googling the traits and shit, I'm like, yep. You like eating a lot? Yep. you can't stop eating. You eat anything. I mean, all these different signs, man. I was like, yep, I'm a food addict. I never forget one time, one of my real good friends, I used to eat his parents out of every fucking food available in their fridge. And I ran into him years later. I went over to a basketball camp they were running. And I saw, you know, his mom and dad were there. And, you know, they used to feed me anything. And I'm like, you know, hey, Mrs. M. And I was there with another buddy. We were just bragging about how much we could eat, right? And she knew both of us. and we put her on the spot. I said, hey, Miss Mac, okay. Who do you think is the biggest eater here out of me and Nick? And she goes, oh, boy. Whew, that's a tough one. And then she goes, I'm going to say Nick, but boy, Minnow, you love your chocolate. It was a push. I look at that as a push because, yeah, I love my junk food to this day. And, yeah, I'm a savage, man. I remember another time, one of my buddies, man, I used to go through his food. It's so bad. It was so bad. He would spice the shit up. So that I wouldn't eat because he knew that I didn't like spicy food. So he'd be like, oh, fuck this. I'm going to spice this shit up so he can't fucking eat. And then I built a tolerance for spicy food. I didn't give a fuck. I was like, man, if I'm hungry, I'm going to try it. I'm going to keep going at it unless I'm allergic to it. All right. That's where I have to kind of stop all things there. But, yeah, I mean, I was a savage with food. And it got me to a point where I was, man, 310 pounds. Big boy, old lineman. And it was a very depressing time for me because not only was I overweight, man, but then I had all these health issues that came up, man, from stuff from blood work. And my daughter was on the way, and I said, man, I got to get this shit going in the right direction, man. I can't, you know, I don't want to live up to the expectations that people had for me in college. I had so many people in college tell me, man, because I used to eat so bad, they'd be like, man, you're going to be a fat fuck. When you get out of here, when you stop playing ball, you're going to be a fat ass fuck. I'm like, fuck you. I mean, all of them predicted that. I remember a few of them talk shit behind my back. Like, man, you're going to be a fat fuck. You have all the components to being that. And I was. And I took ownership. I said, you know what? To all those pain in the asses, assholes, all those motherfuckers that talk shit about me, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to give you a big death of kiss. Kiss of death, I should say. And I started working on it and learning, and I had to do it differently because before basketball was the key for me. So I had to go online and I had to do all this research, man. I became an unofficial nutritionist trainer. And voila, a year later, I was able to make a permanent change for the better. And here we are, again, 7 years this month, and I am celebrating and I'm pushing and I'm going to have a great kickoff at a cruise. I'm going to go and treat myself to a cruise, and because, man, it is a tough journey, and you got to enjoy these moments and celebrate them. And people say, man, how did you do it, man? How do you keep this up? And I think there's a few components to that, you know, that I do this. And I try to share them. But at the end, you got to have to want to apply them. But I just wanted to talk off those things as I celebrate, man. And I'm very happy to continue this journey. It's like, you know, you got to understand the biggest thing with food is that and eating the way we do it, it's the biggest peer pressure we have. It's bigger than drinking. It's bigger than drugs because everyone indulges in it. So once you're aware of that peer pressure, then you're able to, you have to learn how to say no a lot of times. And what I've learned over the years is that you got to be around people that support your decision. There are people that are sabotagers, and you got to force the issue. I mean, even within your own family, within your own relationship, within your work circles, with friends, you got to fucking force the issue of them not trying to have you eat like they want you to eat. Hey, it's my body, not yours. I know you probably a skinny fuck, and you could probably, you know, lose all this shit by just sitting there doing nothing, but my body doesn't work that way, all right? Like, I can't indulge in that type of eating because my body doesn't burn it like yours does. I don't have that gift, and I've learned that. So now when I'm around people, it's they respect it. Many years in the beginning, no one respected it. I remember one time, I'm not going to say any names, but I remember just rolling up with a tub, a 10-pound tub of protein, because I was really into it. And I remember the people around me were looking at me funny, like, okay, what do you fucking have that for? Are you going to be painting? They were joking with me, you know, like just busting my balls because here I am, you know, sucking up powder as food, and I'm trying to make my life better, and these people are just making fun of it. So you're not going to have that support from around because people don't get it. I mean, there's what the fuck is tasteful about drinking protein shakes and salads, right? But then they fucking see you 3 or 4 years later looking great, looking better than before. I mean, gosh, I look some of those pictures of before. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, my eyes were dark. I was puffier. You know, now it's like, oh, man. I mean, people are surprised that I'm even 40. You know, my body inside tells me otherwise. But, yeah, I mean, it's a thing that you have to see. So you have to be mindful about the presence of people and who you surround yourself with. And you have to also learn about how your body works. And that's through trial and error. You have to learn what foods, and I'm not going to get into all the foods. I mean, there's so much shit out there. You just have to find out what routine that's healthy as far as eating works for you. And that's going to be through trial and error, man. You're going to have to, you know, if you like the Atkins diet, if you like keto, if you use like basic fruits and vegetables, you know, healthy stuff, you know, but at the end, you're going to try to have to eat as much home cooked meals as possible. Anything that's natural. I'm not saying that you can't go out to a restaurant and have fish and broccoli. You can, but it's something that you have to be aware of. You having to eat healthy a lot of the times. All right. You have to make it a positive day. I always say you got to have positive days. You just can't go out there and have, you know, 3 or 4 days and then just eat like shit the rest of them and try to justify it. It's something you have to be mindful of. And that takes time. So don't give up on yourself. I mean, shit, you didn't gain this weight overnight. You know, when you're talking about you trying to lose 50, 60 pounds, you didn't gain that in 3 months. So don't try to lose it in three. Give yourself some time. Just build these habits. And I'm telling you, once you master those habits, as far as the routine and just having people around you to understand that, then you eventually get to your goal, you know, and you don't have to obsess. And that's another thing. So with you know, another pointer is that you don't have to obsess about fucking working out. I fucking hate it. I love it because I'm a former athlete and I love just being active. That's just part of my nature. I love being active. I love a challenge. I love being outdoors and doing things. Right? I mean, I just don't like being, but there's some people that hate that shit, and that's fine. But you're going to have to find a way to exercise a little bit, whether it's a walk, whether it's playing tennis or swimming, whatever the case is. You know, it's a combination. Most of it is eating right, eating good, eating healthy. And then just having a little bit of exercise. You're going to have to get that body moving, sweat a little bit. And what you find, man, is that if you do force the issue to walk a little bit, to exercise, you're going to enjoy it. You know, as long as it's not excruciating pain, you're going to enjoy it. And it's something that, you just can't expect shit to turn around quickly. It's not going to. So if you put that mindset together of, okay, I'm just going to learn how to eat better, and I'm going to try to be a little bit more active. Shit, if you got knee problems, just go to the pool. Just fucking move your arms. You see the senior citizens out there having those water classes? Join them. There's so many ways of doing it, and I think you just have to find time. That's another one. You're going to have to find time for your lifestyle. Part of this lifestyle change is you implementing time to cook and time for exercise. And if you don't have any time for that, then you have to find something to have at home. You really do. And I remember, you know, Mr. Lee telling me that there's two times where you could have time for yourself. And that's, you know, one of the people that's very close to me that passed away. He told me, it's either going to be early in the morning or late at night, Benno, as far as having time for yourself. And that's where you as a person, you have to realize, okay, can I squeeze in 30 minutes to work out and work on myself? As far as eating, you have to do that all day. You know, we eat all day, right? So you have to find, whatever works for you. But as far as being active, you're going to have to find a window somewhere. I mean, heck, I even go at lunchtime. So there's no excuse. It's just more of yourself finding the time. You have the time. You just have to make it. You have to find a way. And I think another component, I think this is my last one. I mean, when you talk about eating right, you're going to have to be active. And you're going to have to also, once you reach your goals, man, once you find that happy body, you're going to have to learn how to sustain it. Because this is a lifestyle. You have to think of it as you're taking a shower. This is part of you, your everyday life, man. You're going to have to exercise and eat good. And it's not that I'm saying, you know, you have to give up on all the bad shit. You don't. I mean, you don't have to give up on any of that. You know what I mean? Like, you just have to have a mindset of, okay, most days I'm going to eat good. I'm going to have a day or two where I'm going to fuck up. And that's it. You know, you just can't get all bent out of shape if you have a bad day or revert back, you know. Like, now, at this stage that I'm in, what I typically do is I have cheat meals. I have meals where I'll say, okay, this Saturday, these guys are inviting me out. So, I'm going to eat good, but I may have a few drinks, two or three. And that's it, you know, and go from there. And then what I do is during football season, I have also a window where I just start shutting down from exercise. So I just mentally able to thaw out a little bit. And part of that is through being able to, during football season, just let go. Just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and when football starts, I'm going to have Sundays. I'm just not going to give a fuck about anything. I'm going to eat. And I have a 3 or 4 month window where I just don't give a fuck, you know, but I'm still exercising. I'm still trying to stay in the routine, but I'm still eating good. But that's what's worked for me. And I think for you and for anybody, man, you just got to find your own niche of how to eat, what exercise you want to do, and having that mental period and knowing that it's not an overnight thing, man. But, you know, find motivation. Don't give up on yourself, because if others depend on you, it's inevitable. I mean, if you think shit's going to get better, oh, okay, awesome. You know, there's some people that can handle the weight and their blood work comes out fine. Man, I know people at work that they don't have any issues with that shit. I'm like, holy fuck, man. Like, you built for this, man. You built for these donuts. You built for that fucking McDonald's. But my body isn't. And I see already residuals of that. You know, my mom has diabetes, I believe, or pre-diabetes. I mean, she's really big in diabetes. My uncle just had a heart attack. My dad has heart issues. So I know it's coming. It's inevitable. So it's something you have to be mindful of. And don't be afraid, man. You know, you can't be afraid, man. You have to find out what those things are. You know, you got to find out what – you got to be realistic, man. But don't give up on it. You know, and I think all the information out there is out there. You have the support groups. You have all these different vehicles, man, that'll help you to succeed. And I, for me, just being 7 years into this grind, into this lifestyle change, I've never looked back, and I'm not going to. And, you know, the key now going forward for me is when my body gives up, meaning when I can't run anymore, what do I do? You know, what do I transition into? When I can't jump anymore and play basketball, my body's just too hurt to play, what do I do? So those are the questions that I find myself trying to answer as I go through this journey, because the double-edged sword of working out and being fit is that you're wearing your body down as well. So, you know, unless I get into stem cells and it becomes really cheap and it's covered by my insurance, I mean, I think I'm fucked, you know, because I'm not flying to Germany. I don't even have the fucking money to, you know, go out and have a good time here and there, you know, that darn child support. I'm just kidding. So you got to find ways, man, to push yourself. But, man, for any of you guys that are struggling with your weight, find your support group, man. Find people that understand it. And, man, I'm telling you, this sabotages, man. People talk shit. And then people want you to bask in that misery of being overweight and fat. And you know, when you fucking go to the beach, you feel like a piece of shit taking that shirt off. I fucking love it. I'm an old man, and I'm just looking as good as people twice my age. I mean, the dad bods are shitty as fuck. Man, that sounds so vain, but what the fuck? I mean, damn, I got to be proud of something. If I'm not a millionaire, what the fuck? But this is really made out to people, and including my daughter, man, because you know what? You little rotten rascal, you. I'm trying to teach her how to eat right, and your ass is just sticking to the chips and the fast food. I'm telling you, all that shit's going to catch up to you. You got to stop it. You got to eat right. You got to exercise, girl. And you got to take care of your body, because at some point you're going to be around people. You want to be around them for a long time. You want to enjoy your life. You don't want to be in and out of hospitals and doctor visits, man. That shit sucks. So I just, for any of you out there, man, just keep at it, man. And as I celebrate my 7 years of food sobriety, I'm looking forward to many more and seeing how this journey develops, man. I don't know where it's going, but as my body wears down and I feel the pain getting more and more, I just have to learn how to adjust it all, man, and go from there. But I wish you all the best. I wish my people the best. And for all you sabotagers out there, you're not going to steal my shine.
I don't know. I mean, I probably won't stop working out. I think it's a lifestyle for me. So I'll probably be back in my gym in the next couple of days just because it's just who I am. As far as being back on the basketball court, I'm going to take a while. I don't need to be back on the basketball court right now. I need to get off of my feet and let my joints and let my body kind of recover from being out on the floor for 14 straight years, you know. So, but I'll train all summer. It's just a part of who I am now. It's just a part of my lifestyle.